This is a fun drive filling for Discorder Inferno, CITR's current theme for our current fun drive this year, and I'll be back in just a few moments to talk about more.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are hearing some of Donna Summer's Hot Stuff in the background. As I said, CITR is located on the unceded traditional territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Our whole existence here as a student society under UBC, under the AMS, is tied to the ongoing reality of colonial displacement on this land. So we give thanks to the Musqueam people who have been the stewards and inheritors of this land since time immemorial, and who continue to care for this land today. All right, this is a special Fun Drive fill-in episode. I am Kira. I'm the programming manager here at CITR, and I thought I would hop on the mic for an hour to chat with you all and play some fun disco music, because that's one of the most exciting things for listeners, I think, in this period of Fun Drive, at least if you're a disco fan, is that our theme this year lends itself to some absolutely killer music. If you aren't aware of what Fun Drive is, although if you're a regular listener, by now I'm sure you are, but Fun Drive is a week of every year where we reach out into our community, reach out to our listeners and our friends and anyone we feel that we can reach out to ask them to support CITR and Discorder in continuing the work that we do. Every year we have a theme or a reason for Fun Drive, and this year it is all about Discorder magazine. Discorder is the print iteration of our organization, and they are an incredible resource. If you don't know, Discorder started in 1983, and since then we have over 139 issues, actually 439. We have 440 issues now. The 440th came out just last week, and it has been distributed all around Vancouver. It's a very special issue that features some revamps of interviews from our original issue in 1983. It features reformations of photographs and some beautiful reviews and pieces to delve into. So if you haven't yet picked it up, I strongly suggest picking up a copy of Discorder magazine sometime this week. But Discorder is so much more than the number of issues that it has published. Discorder magazine has long offered a platform for emerging writers, illustrators, and photographers. It's an entirely volunteer-driven publication. We have a dedicated and small group of staff that make the administration of Discorder possible, but all of the content is by people like you, people who are excited to be a part of a creative community, who want to have a platform for their work that's low barrier. And that's what Discorder is. So that's one of the biggest reasons for supporting Fundrive this year, is supporting all of those resources that Discorder has continued to offer for so long. And Discorder has an incredible history, and it's so deeply linked with the music and culture history of Vancouver. It's really cool to head into the Discorder archives here at CITR and check out just how many artists who went on to become very popular, very famous, had early interviews in Discorder magazine, and kind of cements the importance of Discorder in a very kind of tangible way. Speaking of Discorder's archive, that is one of the kind of directions for the funds that we're going to receive this year through Fundrive. The archive is a brand new project for CITR. We decided this year, with the help of the Discorder staff, as well as our incredible archivist JT, to properly preserve the history of Discorder in a way that will keep it safe, not only for us, but for everyone who might benefit from having access to that history. So if you want to support keeping that history alive, keeping the physical media that Discorder it is alive and well-preserved for years to come, head over to donate2citr.ca. That is our donations page. Literally any amount is a massive help. As of this morning, we had raised just under $7,000. Our goal is $20,000. So if you can even donate a dollar today, it will make a big difference to us. All right, I'm going to stop rambling, but I've got more music for us to listen to. So, we're going to head straight into my favorite disco track, personally. This is Ring My Bell by Anita Ward. All right, you'll hear from me soon, but until then, if you're not driving, consider heading over to donate to CITR.ca. And if you are driving, pull over safely before you touch your phone. Okay, I'm coming back in to just note for listeners that if you're listening, you might get a bit of an odd version of this song, because our broadcast is currently panned left due to some technical issues. So this is going to be a left-panned version of Ring My Bell by Anita Ward, because the recording is in stereo. Let's see how it goes. If it's too odd, we'll move to another song. So just a warning for this slightly unusual track. Yeah.
will be in the moment, yes.
But give the future your utmost attention.
Exactly, wordsmith.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, y'all. This is Layla
and Vista from Pandora's Box. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR and Discorder, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help keep us local, independent, and alternative voices on the air.
We love CITR and Discorder because it has introduced us to a community of lovely and creative people who share our interests and who we learn from every single day.
CITR and Discorder has also given us a space to express our own creativity through our show, allowing us to have a creative outlet and platform where we can talk about and research topics that we're interested in outside of our regular and academic lives.
So, it's time to throw your fuel on the raging Discorder Inferno by supporting this year's Fun Drive. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit donate2citr.ca. That's donate2citr.ca. To donate. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Happy Fun Drive.
Bye.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
All right, we're back. You are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Right before we went into our commercial break there, we heard Ring My Bell by Anita Ward. And I actually don't think I told you what we listened to before that either. Initially, we heard Let's Groove by Earth, Wind & Fire. Then it was Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. And then we heard the wonderful Anita Ward. If you're just tuning in now and you're wondering what is going on, this is a special fill-in episode for CITR's Fun Drive, which is happening right now from February 6th until the 13th. So we've got a whole 3 days left of Fun Drive. We are currently at... as of this morning, we had raised $7,000, which is incredible. Thank you so much to everyone who has already donated. Our goal is to get to $20,000 by Thursday if we can. So if you are able to, you can go to donate2citr.ca. And any funds that are donated this year for Fun Drive are going to be going towards supporting Discorder Magazine. If you're listening to this right now on CITR, I hope you know what Discorder Magazine is, but you might not. Discorder Magazine is the print iteration of our organization. They offer incredible coverage of arts and culture across Vancouver and have done so since 1983. They are an incredibly important resource. They are an entry-level platform for emerging writers and artists. And yeah, like I said earlier, they are deeply intertwined with Vancouver's arts and culture history. I first actually got my first interaction with CITR before I became staff here was actually as a writer for Discorder. I have long loved writing, but found that I didn't really know where to start. I had left university and I was kind of stuck in this rut of academic writing and academic thinking. And while that is a great rut to be stuck in when you're in university, once you leave, it's not always super helpful. So I was looking for a place where I could expand my skills as a writer, where I could experiment and kind of break myself out of that particular kind of structure and pattern of writing that I'd been, I guess, forced into by my university experience. And Discorder offered me that space. And I wrote a gallery like show review for them just over 2 years ago now. Goodness. Wow. It was an incredible experience and it got me in the kind of awareness of what CITR and Discorder do more broadly. And it was just so much fun. If you're out there listening and you want to be a part of what CITR and Discorder do, you can. We are a largely volunteer-driven organization, and we welcome students as well as community members to join us in what we do here. If you're curious and you want to maybe try getting involved, we run tours every weekday at noon, and we'd love to see you. All right, so kind of hopping back into the musical theme of the show today, as I'm sure you've noticed, I've focused a lot on disco, given our fun drive theme of Discorder Inferno this year. But after the next few songs, you're going to hear a bit of a musical shift, and this was very intentional. With disco being such an incredible genre, I think it's really, really important that we highlight that, like, disco is a massive part of our musical history, and particularly Black musical history. Disco music originated in Black culture, and it is part of the success of music and, like, popular music that came after, and its own success and innovations led to so many genres that we love and know very well today, including EDM, house music, and hip-hop and rap music, which is where I'm going to kind of start taking this playlist next, because rap is one of my favorite genres. I think that the integration, like the lyricism, the storytelling that's included in the culture and ethos of rap is such an incredible thing. It's what draws me to the genre. So anyways, I'm rambling about my favorite music, but I'm going to kind of bring in some early examples of how disco shaped what became hip-hop and rap music, because it's Black History Month. We got to talk about this incredible musical history that we all know something of, but maybe not the details. And I'm no expert by any means, but I wanted to bring that into our playlist today so we can explore that together. Alrighty, just a few more disco tracks before we start exploring that little segue into what became rap and hip-hop. So next, we're going to hear yet another wonderful, wonderful disco track. This is one that I actually hadn't heard until this week when one of our wonderful student exec members, Alex, showed it to me. This is Ain't Nobody Straight in LA by The Miracles. New favorite song, maybe, for me. So I hope you like it, too.
Nobody's nothing but gay bars in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Bill, that might be true, though, but, you know, some of the finest women are in a gay bar.
Hey, but dig, Bob, how you know they women?
Well,
Hey, man, look, well, look, gay people are nice people, too, man.
We are back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on what is colonially known as the Point Grey campus of UBC. We just heard Bad Girls by the iconic Donna Summer. I have incredible memories of actually dancing at the Fox Cabaret on their disco nights prior to the pandemic as a young, I don't know, young, early 20-year-old. And as a fun fact about my life, I used to get into regular debates with my mother about who would get to go to the Fox that weekend, because we would always fight over the funk and soul night and the disco night, because we both loved both of them. But did I specifically, as a 20-year-old, was not willing to go out dancing with my mom in the room, which, you know, reflecting now 6 years later is maybe an immature move on my part. However, I have lots of fond memories of dancing my butt off to Donna Summer on those evenings. You are listening to a special Fun Drive episode of No Show in Particular. My name's Kira. I'm the programming manager here at CITR, and I'm just sharing some disco tunes, some tunes that emerged out of the history of disco, as a way to bring everyone into the Fun Drive spirit. If you don't know what Fun Drive is, it's our annual fundraising initiative. We fundraise for 1 week out of the year to raise funds to support everything that we do here at CITR and Discorder. We rely a lot on our listeners, not only to be our audience, but to be our number one fans, hopefully. So if you're able to, please head over to donate to CITR.ca. You can donate any amount that you want. Any amount is a huge benefit to us. But if you do want to kind of hop in on those donation tiers that we have listed on our donations page, they come with swag. So if you donate, let's say, $5 a month, you will get a beautifully designed enamel pin, a disco bomb enamel pin. So it looks like a little disco ball with a fuse on the top. And there are tiered prizes going up from there. And one of the really cool things about Fun Drive swag is that if you donate to, let's say, a mid-tier, you'll get your prize for that tier and the prizes from every tier below it. So there's some really cool stuff available. It was designed by our art team here at CITR and Discorder. I think it's always beautiful stuff. So if you're curious about it, head over to donate to CITR.ca, take a look, and see if maybe that's something you want to do. Okay, so I mentioned before we listened to Bad Girls that I'm going to start kind of shifting the vibe for the last 15 minutes here into the ways that disco created the groundwork for what became hip-hop culture and rap music. Again, I'm no expert on this, but it's a history that I think is really important and really interesting. My first entry point into being aware of this history was actually a fantastic Netflix series called The Get Down that is a dramatized exploration of this history. I think it's really a fantastic series. I hope it's still on Netflix. It's been many years since it came out. But if you're out there and this is something that you want to explore more, if you enjoy the aesthetics and sound of the 70s, go watch The Get Down. It's a beautiful series. Alright, so the track that I'm going to kind of lead us into this exploration with is Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. So the Sugar Hill Gang is an extremely important group in the early iterations of rap and hip-hop. This track, Rapper's Delight, came out in 1979, which was right at the end of the peak of disco. Disco started to quite dramatically decline in the late 70s, between like 79 and 80, largely due to a very racist and homophobic backlash against the genre and the culture that it had created by white music fans. So this song came about right at the end of disco's heyday, and you can really hear the influence of disco in it because it samples Sheik's, Sheik's. Why can't I remember the name of the track? Oh my gosh. You'll hear it and I'll come back and tell you which track it was. But my note disappeared and I'm excited and nervous on the radio. So I've forgotten the title of the track. But it uses an instrumental moment from a disco track to create its beat. And let's just get into that now and I'll come back with some better information for you. All right. This is the Sugar Hill Gang with Rapper's Delight.
the hip hop, the hibbit, the hibbit of a hip hip hop. You don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. Well, I'm imp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Tretter's trio, or when the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. Well, I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. Just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it. But don't stop, y'all. I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop. I go hotel, motel. What you gonna do today? Someone get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip. What can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter to pop, to pop, to pop. Give it, give it, pop, to pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the one, two, three, four. Come on, girls, get on the floor, come alive, yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said one, two, three, four, tell me one, to my, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip hop, the hibby to the hibby, the hip hip hop, but you don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Well, skiddle bee bop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, cause
we want to know if you can handle the heat this fun drive. From now until February 14th, we're looking at raising $20,000 for Discorder Magazine. Now what's that $20,000 gonna do? It's gonna let you boogie on down to our website. That's right, Disco Magazine is going to be even more accessible online with our new website. But don't worry, you'll still get to boogie with Disco in real life with even more locations as we expand across the city. And finally, with your help, we get to preserve every Discorder magazine that's ever been. So to all the alumni out there and every generation of Discorder magazine lovers, we're making sure to treat you right this Valentine's Day by preserving the goods and all the artistry Disco Magazine has conjured through the years. Disco never dies on our watch, so head to www.donate2citr.ca to keep Disco Magazine groovin'.
An experience, an adventure into the cosmic unknown. A realm of new sights, new sounds, new sensations. Hear them now.
Hey there, this is DJ Jack Velvet, host of the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 at CITR. And this is the one time of year where we ask for your support to help keep independent radio on air in Vancouver. Believe it or not, I've actually been doing this show since 1997, when an old girlfriend suggested to a bushy-eyed young Jack Velvet that I should go to CITR and see if they would give me a show. And here we are, some 28 years later. I'm asking you to support our beloved station, and you can go to donate2citr.ca to donate. That's donate2citr.ca to donate, and we thank you for your support and hope you keep on listening.
All right. Like Jack Velvet just said, you can head over to donate2citr.ca. If you can't remember that, you can also just head over to our website, citr.ca, and there will be a very clear link to our donations page if you are willing and able to contribute to our fund drive this year. All right. So we just took a listen to Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang, and goodness gracious, I can't believe I didn't remember the name of that Chic song. the track that backs it is Good Times by Chic. I don't know why Good Times was not a phrase that I could get out of my mouth, but there you go. It was Good Times by Chic. And a fun fact about Rapper's Delight is that it was actually the first rap song to ever reach a top 40 hit on the Billboard charts. So I'm going to end us off here with another classic early rap song that you can hear the origins or the legacy of disco within. So we're going to end with The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. I really wish I had more time because I've got so much more I want to share with you. However, that is the nature of radio. Time disappears so fast when you're on the air. All right, so I'll say goodbye now so we can get through at least the vast majority of this track. If you're out there and you're able to contribute, please head over to donate2citr.ca. We greatly appreciate it. Happy fun drive to everyone who's been participating, and more importantly, happy Black History Month. This is The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. It's been a joy being here, and now I'm going to stop talking.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass.
everywhere. People pissing on the stairs, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dash to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station.